Welcome to another podcast of Igayutat, the podcast about how we use our minds for our health and well-being. I'm Diane McGachran, and with me is...
Nokahluk Esther Green.
We haven't done a show in a couple of months, but we're back, and today's show is going to be about how we use our mind when we have physical challenges, illnesses or injuries, and how we can move through those in the best way. So Esther, you and I were talking about different things we've been through, like I had to have both my knees replaced at the same time. You went through COVID, and recently you had an injury to your leg. And so let's talk about how we try to use our mind. And one thing I want to add is your culture has been really helpful to me because I use some things I've learned to help me prepare for my knee surgery back a couple years ago and to also recover. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so how would you like to get us started?
Let's see. These physical challenges, they come very hard, worse, and sometimes not so bad.
Right. Yeah. There's different levels.
Mm-hmm. And like the old people say, it's right in your path. You cannot go above it, below it, or maybe go around on the sides. Mm-hmm. You have to go through it.
Yes, that's yes. Right. Well, your body's going to go through it anyway.
Yeah.
So you can't really ignore it, certain things. So one thing I learned from Yupik culture, when I had to get double knee surgery, I had to wait 7 months for the surgery. And I thought, well, you know what? I'm going to start preparing my mind so that I can be in the right mind when I get the surgery. And so what I did is I just tried to think in really positive ways. So instead of saying, oh no, the surgery's 7 months away, I'm going to be in all this knee pain until then, I changed that around and I said, wow, I have 7 months to get ready. That's awesome. And I just kept saying that in my mind, like, yay, 7 months. And so I practiced riding my bicycle because I could do that without pain. So you know what I did? I took my bicycle out to Old BIA and I hid it and left it there. Uh-huh. And every day I would drive out with my two dogs, go get my bike out of where I hid it, ride all up and down BIA Road, and then leave my bike hidden. So I didn't have to keep bringing my bike to and from. And are there ways you have used your mind in a similar way?
One thing I notice is what our elders say, don't focus on your pain right now.
Yep.
Occupy your pain with something else that you can control with your hands.
Oh, that's cool. How did you do that?
I knit, crochet. Mm-hmm. That one, when my mind is focused on something else that I can control with my hands.
Yes, yes.
It eases. It sometimes take my mind off my injuries and let me focus on this. Like if I'm crocheting a circle, I just keep telling myself, life goes on nonstop. Even I'm in pain, things still go on.
Oh, that's I like that. That is such a good point. Like, the world doesn't stop and wait for us to stop having our pain or our injury. That's really cool. Can you say that and describe some of what you just did in Yukden? I think that'd be nice to hear. I always think I understand it, but I don't. So, I remember when you had COVID, you used your mind to relate to the mountain you could see right out your window. Can you describe that a little bit? Because I thought that was really a beautiful thing, because your COVID was serious. You had to go to, you were medevaced to Anchorage, and this was before we had a vaccine for COVID, and you were hospitalized, and I remember you telling me about the mountain.
Yeah. Every time I look on my right side, big window, there's a great big mountain right there with everything, all the colors of the different seasons.
Mm-hmm.
And that tells me those are the things that you will see when you get better.
Oh,
that
one
always lift my spirit up.
Oh, that's really beautiful. I like that.
And not rely on, I can't do this, I cannot do that, I can't. No, I had to get away from there.
Mm-hmm.
But in my mind, expect one of these days I'll be able to enjoy everything.
Right.
And I stick to that. Even though sometimes my mind goes away from there and I go into this phase in life. Is God punishing me?
Right.
Yeah. I just, when I think that, it doesn't help me at all.
No. Mm-mm. That won't help your body recover, right? Yeah, but that's just what we do in our head, because even with my knees, I thought, well, have I lived in the wrong way that I have this condition where I have to replace my knees, and I just couldn't be stuck there. You know, I had to, and I got kind of depressed about it because I reached a point where I couldn't even walk 200 yards. And so I have to go out and let my dogs run around, but I couldn't walk with them. And I told my doctor at that point, she said, well, it'd be good if you could exercise. And I said, exercise? I can't even walk 200 yards. How am I going to exercise? And that's when she told me about biking. And she said, oh, you can bicycle because it doesn't put weight on your knees. And so you could probably do it pain-free. Well, I bought a bicycle that day. And the first time I rode the bicycle down BIA, I cried because I was so happy. And I thought, oh, okay, here's something I can do while I'm preparing for my surgery. The other thing I did was I looked up online what kind of physical therapy will I have to do after the surgery. So I watched videos of different physical therapy exercises just to have it in my mind and kind of get my mind ready for recovery, even though I hadn't had the surgery yet. And I really appreciate the Yupik culture because I feel like that's kind of what my students and elders out here have kind of put into me over the years as I listen to people talk. And then I've seen you also practice in that kind of way. And so now you're recovering from What happened, you know, where you broke a bone in your foot?
In December.
In December, I know. I know. So what has helped you heal? How has your mind helped you recover? Because if somebody looked at your leg and ankle now, they would never know that mm-hmm. you had, because your leg looks like fine. Tell me about that.
What really helped me is I have to keep telling myself I won't be this way forever.
Okay, good.
Because good. I know things don't stay the way they are forever. Everything is always changing.
You know, that is a really powerful thing to understand just about life.
Mm-hmm.
And it can be really helpful to realize everything is changing, even your condition. And I think that would be a really good thing to work on when you're trying to recover for something.
Mm-hmm.
So you had it in your mind, everything changes. And then what else did you do to keep yourself moving forward as you were recovering?
Each time I'm going to stand up or I'm going to move around with my walker
mm-hmm.
right now at my home, I just put the word up in my head, safe, safe, safe. Because
mm-hmm.
it scares me sometimes when I get dizzy, I might fall.
Right.
So keep the word, develop, safe, safe, safe.
Oh, instead of I might fall, I might fall,
yeah.
I might fall, mm-hmm. you just switch it up to safety. You're mm-hmm. going to stay, I like, wow. See, those kind of, people might think that's really small, but that's really big
mm-hmm.
to practice that in your mind. Something else I really enjoy, and see if you remember this, the first time we went to the Red Basket to yeah. go to breakfast, and we were at the bottom of the stairs, and you had your arm on mine. What did you say before you started walking up the stairs?
I'm going up to heaven.
I know. I just started laughing because I thought, what a great attitude, because that helped you get up the stairs, because you had to go very carefully up the stairs,
mm-hmm.
one stair at yeah. a time. And I think that's another example of switching the way you think.
Yeah.
Yeah. And that was really fun. Now, my other question is, do you think you also are a little bit stubborn? Like, if you can do it, you're going to do it.
Mm-hmm.
Because the first time we were going to go out to the restaurant, I was really nervous. And I remember saying things like, wait, are you sure? Can you walk down your ramp? And you were like, let's go. I said, okay, we'll go.
And I was preparing you with the physical therapist. Physical therapist won't say, oh, wait a minute.
No,
oh,
right. They encourage you.
Just, okay, go on. I'm right here. Nothing will happen.
Oh.
Just go at your pace. Don't hurry yourself.
Oh.
So.
That's cool. That is
therapists,
really neat.
They have a way of calming you down. They know they're not like you. Oh, don't.
I know. I was scared. I didn't want anything else to happen to you. But, yeah, but no, but you didn't take that. You adjusted me.
Yeah.
So even like today, you didn't want to go as far as going in the restaurant, but you did want to make our drive, and we go out to Old BIA and we go moose hunting.
Yeah.
And today we saw a really good fox and some rabbit. So it's kind of like you do everything you can do.
Mm-hmm.
Just because you can't, you know, I don't
walk
freely out on the tundra right now, you don't let that stop you,
mm-hmm.
right? You go ahead and, well, I can't do that, but here's what I can do.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's how we got to have our day today, which is nice.
Same with people. When I see animals walking, I admire their legs. That seemed to be funny.
I know.
But in my mind, I tell myself, I'm going to be like that animal one of these days when my broken leg is all healed.
Yes. So I like the idea of, like, using animals as inspiration.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's really cool. Nice. So I wonder if in Yukden you can say something about how you used your mind to take something negative like, oh, I'm afraid to be on my walker, and you switched it over to, I'm going safe and safe, like that. And other ways you changed your thinking that could be kind of negative, well, I can't do this, but you shifted it to, here's what I can do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You get stronger, keep doing it. You might fall, don't think that. You won't. You will be okay at your own pace.
Cool. Okay, yeah, that's a good point. The other thing that I practiced, and see if you can relate to this, once my surgery was over and I was in the recovery phase or stage, every single thing, every teeny tiny improvement, I celebrated in my mind. Like, it could be something really tiny, because at first I couldn't walk at all. And then I could walk a little ways with a walker. And I didn't worry like, oh no, I have to use a walker. I just thought, wow, I'm using a walker where before I had to stay in bed. And then I went from my walker, and then I could use two crutches.
Mm-hmm.
And I celebrated that and thought, wow, now I'm using. And then after that, I could use a cane. And then after that, I could walk just 5 or 10 minutes without anything.
Mm.
And so I thought that was important too. Like, every little bit, don't wait until the end to be happy. Like, every little bit, be happy and celebrate every improvement. Did you go through that with your leg? Like, notice that? Little things that started getting better in recovery?
After I do my task, when I'm done, and I could go within myself, wow, I did that. Woo! I'm going to start doing that.
Right. Yep.
Instead of, it's going to take a long, long time, you know.
Right, right.
Instead of thinking that, I could think, wow, I did this.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm going to start doing it.
Yes, yes.
Mm.
So I think that's an important mind shift, is really what seems to be getting a little bit better.
Yeah.
Like, I would be really aware that the pain in my knees was just dropping just a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
And the pain medication I was on, I could go longer before I needed it.
Mm-hmm.
And then the next thing I knew, I didn't need it all day. I just needed it at night. And then I didn't need it at night. And each step of the way, I would celebrate that. Like,
yeah.
Wow, I forgot to take my pain med.
Because,
wow. And then I would go, thank you, knees, for moving along in the healing. Yeah, which I think...
You know, sometimes my leg right now, the inner side, like to flare, like a orange gun you shoot, and it go up and flare.
Yes.
Flare up. When it start doing that, I just look at it and I tell it, I'm going to blow you away. Wind is strong, so my breath blow it.
Oh.
Let it fly away.
Oh, blow the the flare away.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, cool. Okay, yeah. That makes sense.
And somewhere I can't do that, I just gently say it, stop it.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And it listens to me.
Yes, that's right. That's good.
Mm-hmm.
I've seen you do that. Now, we do have to admit that when we've both been recovering from these different things, we've had some down days, right?
Mm-hmm.
And that's normal. So I think we just tried to have a limit on how long we would let that down day be. And I like what you've said before about how when you have something, when you're thinking in a negative way, your thoughts are like a piece of wood on a fire, mm-hmm. and your thoughts keep feeding the negative, mm-hmm. and feeding it and feeding it. And so it's good to pull back and stop feeding that and instead let your thoughts feed more hopeful idea mm-hmm. thoughts. Can you explain that kind of idea in Yukden? Because I think that's a neat idea that I've gotten from you.
I'm an elder at home, stuck with whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And I think of the other elders, what they go through. So I know of one, I call her, and we talk. Another one who cannot get out and do like others,
mm-hmm.
like me, were stuck in the house. When I communicate with her and she communicate with me, that's also a great big help.
Mm, I like that, yeah.
Yeah.
Where you can openly share,
mm-hmm.
honestly share,
yes.
how it is. Good.
And what helps me, I share with her. What helps her, she share with me.
Yes, that's really nice.
It's like eating together out of one bowl.
I like that. That's a really good way to put it. So, kind of as we come toward the end of this particular show, I'm thinking about something you said earlier about earlier today before we started recording, that even your knees, even your leg was injured, there's still other things in life are still there.
Uh-huh.
So let's go back and forth on that. So like I would say, even though my knees were really painful, I could still ride a bike. What would you say? Even though your leg is like that,
I could still putter around my house.
That's true.
I can wash dishes. I can wipe. I can scrub, but very careful with myself.
Yeah. So the other one I would say is, even though I was recovering from double knee replacement, the mountains were still beautiful.
Mm-hmm. Even though I go through heinous, painful things in my life, Christmas still comes. Regardless of my situation.
True. That's true.
Well, even Thanksgiving comes.
Yep.
And now Easter's coming.
It still happens.
It
doesn't wait for you to get finished healing. Well, even though my knees were like that, my family still were doing things that were interesting and kept track of me while I was doing mm-hmm. my healing.
Yeah. There's friends that call you.
Yep.
And they say how good I look, even though
you don't feel so good with your leg.
Yeah.
Yeah, see those little things, that's how friends can help. And when I was doing my double knee, a couple of friends flew up to Anchorage to help me. The first one was Sue. She flew up from Missouri and stayed 3 weeks. And I felt really bad, like, oh, don't you want to go around Anchorage? Or said, nope, Diane, I'm here to help you in these first few weeks after your surgery. And she was awesome. Like, I couldn't get up by myself at first. So
uh-huh.
even it's 3 a.m, I could go, Sue, can you come help me? I have to go to the bathroom. And she would be right there.
Mm-hmm.
She made food for us. She kept me company. I never felt pressure about her being there. Mm-hmm. And then my other friend Wendell came from she came from Massachusetts. Mm-hmm. She stayed for a little bit, did the same kind of helpfulness, and that was really great. So between my family support, my friends, I really leaned on them too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You know, things have changed since COVID. People don't come around much.
Mm-hmm.
But those who do, they come with something for me to eat.
Yeah. Yeah. Treats,
and
yep.
Those people that come and just say, hello, hi. My ride is waiting out there. I got to go back out. Well, thank you for
even
driving.
That. Yes. I like that too. When I was recovering from my knees, one of my former students, he's Korean, and he had moved to Anchorage, and he remembered that there was this one Korean dish I really liked. And one day he calls me in Anchorage. He goes, hey, Diane, I'm going to make that dish for you. I'm going to bring it over. Awesome, right? And another friend in Anchorage was there when I came out of the anesthesia. Mm. Linda was there. And then another friend went to the airport to pick up my friends. That was Penny.
Mm.
Penny came and drove my friends to and from the airport, dropped things off. My friend Robin dropped something off. So, you know,
our
all
families
of that.
Mm. Yep. And our friends,
yep,
ready to eat. They're warm. All you do is just get up, sit down, get a paper plate.
And go for it, yeah.
And go for it.
I know. So anyway, wow, I almost feel healthier after this conversation.
Oh.
Do you feel okay sitting there?
Yeah.
Awesome, yeah, because your back was bothering you a little bit earlier. But even talking like this,
mm-hmm,
is kind of uplifting, right?
Right.
So anyway, I think that's our show for today, actually.
Yes, yes.
Yeah, so I hope you listening found something that you could take away or maybe even put into practice now.
Yeah.
And thank you so much for listening.
Mm-hmm.
And we hope you have a really wonderful day ahead of yourself.
Have a happy Easter.
And a happy Easter, yes. Mm-hmm. Guyana.
Guyana.
Thank you for listening to Igayutut, hosted by Diane McGachran and Esther Green. Produced by KYUK.